The plan that cleared the assembly on a 61-32 vote would restore the power of the Department of Natural Resources board to appoint its secretary. Democratic co-sponsor Chris Dano of Trempealeau told his colleagues it would give the long-term decisions the DNR makes some buffer from short-term political pressure. Dano is a wildlife biologist by training.
I have numerous friends and acquaintances who've worked for the DNR for a long time. I have heard from them about this issue. I have heard from my former professors at UW-Stevens Point about this issue. And what they have said is since the change that occurred, what was once a natural resources agency that was rated among the very best in the country is no longer the same because of political pressure.
But Merrill GOP Assemblyman Don Frisky said political pressure would still be there since members of the DNR board would still be appointed by the governor. Frisky says the difference would be that in the future, it would take longer for the department to approve environmental permits for companies that provide jobs.
We're still going to have all the politics. We're just not going to have the ability to call the governor's office and say, you know what, I got 115 people who are going to lose their job. All we need is the permit to get done on time and having the governor be able to step in and get it done. That's what we're going to lose, folks.
Governor Jim Doyle opposes this plan, and should he veto it, this vote was shy of the two-thirds majority that would be needed to override him. It heads next to the Senate, where a similar bill passed last session. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.